All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock here on WPHM. One of the more exciting, intriguing developments in downtown Port Huron is what's being called the Wrigley Center. It's the old Art Van building, and Larry Jones was in front of the Port Huron Planning Commission last night to talk about what this plan is going to look like. He's on the line with us right now. Mr. Downtown Larry Jones, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you giving us a few minutes early this morning. This Art Van building has been sort of like the albatross around the city and the county's neck for some time. You've got a vision for this.
Yeah, we took an, we drive by and everybody looks at the building and it's a huge, big old building and there's a lot of history there. You know, it used to be the Wrigley Grocery Store and, of course, the Kaywood Auto, the Art Van building. So it's just it's a shame it's just sitting there.
But you've got plans to build up on it, huh?
Yeah, well, the county bought it a few years ago, and even the city was kind of involved, and they were looking at doing something because it is in the heart of our downtown, and they were looking at doing something really extremely nice for the community and for the county and beyond, and doing, in an entertainment feature and maybe tearing part of it down, doing a little more parking and maybe doing a green space. And those were kind of hard to do, as a government owned identity, and the cost and the yearly cost involved. And so sometimes it's better for the private sector to get involved and we need, downtown living, it's a very exciting thing. And people like that, living downtown and making it more of a walking community. And with McMorran and with all the things and Sperry's and all the restaurants, it's nice to be able to walk around and we have the waterfront. And so I approached the county instead of tearing it down and putting in a big parking lot. We could go up three more floors and put in 36 lofts and, with each one of them having their own patio and two bedrooms, two baths. And, they're going to be, close to 1,400 square foot per unit. Hmm. And then putting that entertainment piece and the retail down, I kind of refer to the chili cook-off, the chili fest. They usually rent a tent that's a 60 by 120 foot tent, which is a good size venue. So if we put that inside the Wrigley Center, which we do have, we're going to have a 60 by 120 foot area for entertainment. Plus we're going to have changing rooms, a bathroom, an area where the band can sit and rest, in between sets. We're going to have a rooftop patio, It can be a bar at times. We're going to have that dog wash. We're going to have the pet run on the second floor with the artificial turf. And then we're going to have all the food venues and the retail on that first floor. So it's a very, very exciting for the community. We want, we're looking at the old pinball machines and like laser maze. And we've already purchased some pottery wheels. And we just want to be able to make that fun for the families. Families can come down and we're even looking at a hairdresser going in, so maybe somebody can get their hair done and dad and the kids can wander around and just fun for the community.
Sounds like a fun idea, and gives people more options of things to do. I think there's certainly a lot more to do around town now than there used to be. Downtown is vibrant, but to have even more activities and a new venue for those is just going to bring more people down, isn't it?
Well, it's going to draw more people into Port Huron. If people don't have anything to do and they have to drive clear to the Detroit area to be able to do things. We were up at Best Buy and buying a computer and talking with a young man up there, and they have these gaming computers, and we're talking about things, and we want to add things into the Wrigley Center. Well, before you know it, there's six young people around and saying how wonderful that's going to be because they can't do anything without going clear to Detroit, and then if they would happen to drink and they're driving you know, it's just, you know, it's just going to be nice to be able to keep our families and our young folks and us older folks, you know, right here in our downtown.
Absolutely. So putting this this plan into action, what's the expected time frame? And I know I'm never going to hold anybody to, you know, any kind of dates, but what's sort of the timetable you're working on right now?
Well, we're working on a very tight schedule. One, for financing, you know, we have a lot of people working very hard to get all the paperwork and, you know, we're these new market tax credits and, you know, it's just a lot of paperwork and hard work putting everything together. But because of the timeline, we have to close before the end of the year on our financing, so we're looking at mid-December, actually closing on the financing. Everything looks really good for 2 days, and then it looks bad for 1 day, and then it looks good for 2 days.
Right.
So, and then as soon as we get that closed, we're expected to start right away. Of course, I know with Christmas and everything, but, you know, we're looking at starting right around the first of the year, getting in there, getting all the asbestos and the contamination cleaned up and the demo. And then we're looking at a year and a half project.
Well, it's an exciting project. Now, a lot of people are really looking forward to this. Has the pandemic put a damper on any of that, or has it made it, has it changed any of your plans in any way?
You know, it has slowed things down. It's hard to find, you know, workers. You know, it just doesn't seem like they're out there as much. I think they're coming back. You know, the project we have going now in the Winkleman building, you know, it kind of slowed us down for a few months like it has everybody. People can't wait for 2020 to be over with. But
yeah.
As far as everybody's, you know, American spirit, you know, is still good. Everybody, you know, expects we get through 2020, get through this goofy election, and get back to where we were. You know, the economy has been growing very good. Port Huron's been growing good, but other communities also in the last, you know, 3 years here. So, you know, no, we have not had a change in plans. And I know everybody is very excited. As the word gets out, we have more ideas, more people stepping up that would like to, you know, lease spaces and ideas of what we can do and put into the Wrigley Center. It used to be the Wrigley Grocery Store. And so, you know, that piece of the history, you know, they are the ones that did the rounded trusses. And So we clean all that up and we can open those trusses up. And, you know, with the music venues, we can have a blues month. We can have a country and western month. And
sounds like
just
fun.
A lot of great activities. And it's going to be positive, very, very positive for the community.
What keeps you involved in all these downtown projects, Larry? You've been involved in the lofts and in a lot of other projects downtown. Where does that all come from?
Well, you know, some of it is to prove Jeff Boehm wrong. You know, you know, like he said on he said it publicly. You know that yeah. I proved he. Never figured I could pull him off, and I proved him wrong. So, you know, I gotta prove him wrong on one more, right?
Good for you.
Yeah. So, and I don't mean to pick on Jeff. He's a great guy. And in our city and our county and our, you know, our EDA and DD, I mean, everybody is working together. As I told David Haynes last night, leaving the city building on the site approval is when everybody works together, you know, we can make things happen. And, you know, 10 years ago, the young professionals in town kind of, you know, got me all, you know, excited about our town. And I can still remember them saying, you know, we had to make Port Huron fun because us old folks, we used to move to where our jobs were. And, you know, today, you know, younger folks look at moving to a fun community and then finding a job. And that's one piece that we kind of lacked in Port Huron is making it fun. So that's kind of the goal here my main focus is to keep this so that it is a walkable area and it is for families.
Well, you're certainly doing a great job of that. We can't wait to see progress next year on the Wrigley Center. A lot of fun indeed. Larry, thanks for all you do downtown. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, and you guys have a great, safe day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.